Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage from Genesis 27 narrates a pivotal and dramatic episode in the lives of Isaac's family, where deceit, ambition, and the pursuit of blessings lead to significant consequences. Here's a summary along with a modern-day analogy to help understand its contemporary relevance. Isaac, now old and with failing eyesight, decides to bestow his blessing upon Esau, his eldest son, before he dies. He asks Esau to hunt some game and prepare a savory meal for him. Rebekah, overhearing this, devises a plan for Jacob, her younger son, to receive the blessing instead. She instructs Jacob to bring her two goats, which she prepares into the savory meal Isaac desires. To deceive Isaac into thinking that Jacob is Esau, she dresses Jacob in Esau's clothes and covers his hands and neck with goat skins, mimicking Esau's hairy skin. Jacob, despite his reservations about being discovered and potentially cursed, follows his mother's plan. Isaac, fooled by the disguise and convinced by Jacob's lie that he is Esau, blesses Jacob with dominion and prosperity. Shortly after, Esau returns and reveals the deception. Isaac trembles violently, realizing the irreversible blessing he has given Jacob. Esau pleads for a blessing of his own, and Isaac prophesies a life of struggle for Esau, with eventual freedom from Jacob's dominance. Esau harbors a deep hatred for Jacob, planning to kill him once their father passes away. Rebekah learns of this and advises Jacob to flee to her brother Laban in Haran. The chapter closes with Rebekah expressing her disdain for the local Hittite women and her desire for Jacob not to marry one of them, foreshadowing another significant turn in the narrative. After summarizing, let's visualize its impact in today's terms. Imagine two siblings competing for a prestigious family-owned business scholarship. The younger sibling, with the help of a parent, forges documents and credentials to appear more qualified. The scholarship committee, deceived by the forgery, awards the scholarship to the younger sibling. When the truth surfaces, the family is thrown into turmoil. The elder sibling feels betrayed and vows to prove their worth independently, while the younger sibling is sent abroad to avoid immediate conflict and possibly learn from a distant relative. This modern scenario mirrors the themes of deception, ambition, sibling rivalry, and the complex dynamics of parental favoritism and its repercussions on family unity. Having explored the multifaceted significance of this analogy, we now proceed to engage with the scripture itself, to appreciate the richness of its message in full. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold now, I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing." And his mother said unto him, "Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them." And he went, and fetched, and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father, and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, "Art thou my very son Esau?" And he said, "I am." And he said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee." And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, "Come near now, and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, "Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac his father said unto him, "Who art thou?" And he said, "I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau." And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, "Who? Where is he that hath taken venison, and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." And he said, "Thy brother came with subtilty, and hath taken away thy blessing." And he said, "Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?" And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, "Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban my brother to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day?" And Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me?" Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.